Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
I think it's confession time.
Oh, here we go. All right.
I'm going to have to issue a formal apology, Hutsy, because yesterday I came across a story. One person posted this on Reddit. It was a Woolies employee, and he put up a post, and it had a picture of shelves at the supermarket, and it's in like the sort of the baby aisle. So there's all these like nappies and other sort of stuff that you need to take care of your baby. And lying down on one of the shelves is a 2-liter bottle of Sunraysia orange juice.
Because it can't fit standing up, is that why?
No, I mean, it doesn't belong there.
Of course.
And the person who put up the post said, "Please stop doing this. I work in replenishment at Woolies and it's disgusting. It's effing frustrating." Because if you put the bottle on the shelves, you know, then they have to take it and put it back in the orange juice section, which is on the other side of the store.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be second nature to people to do the right thing. Even at home, when something doesn't go where it's supposed to go, you get angry, let alone at a massive store.
Now, see, in the past, I have looked down upon people doing the wrong thing at the supermarket. I have judged those that talk on their phone when they're at the deli counter or the checkout.
Yep.
I've given a scathing look to those people that are scanning in an avocado as an onion at the self-serve checkouts.
Yeah.
Or those that are too lazy to return their trolleys or baskets. But then when I saw that story yesterday, I had that moment where I'm like, you know, I'm just thinking to myself,
are we the baddies?
Because I do that.
If
I'm in the supermarket and I've picked something off a shelf and I might get to the other side of the store and then I'm like, oh, actually, I don't need this. And I just pop it back on a shelf in the wrong section.
Yep.
And apparently I'm a terrible person for doing this. Do you do this?
Not usually. Number one, because I very rarely go shopping these days because I'm too annoying to take shopping. Two,
Rachel just leave you in the car, cracks the window.
I have a treasure map and I get in and out as quick as I possibly can. But I'll admit there have been a few times where I have picked up something and gone, hang on a sec, you know, like all of a sudden you see it maybe a bit cheaper and you go, okay, well, yeah, no, I don't want that one anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll go to the deli and I might get some bacon, you know. They wrap it up for me.
Of course.
And then by the time I get to the other side of the store where there's the small goods section, right?
Yep.
I see, oh, bacon here is half price or it's marked down. It's actually cheaper than what I just...
Yeah.
So I take the deli bacon and I put it. Now, it's all refrigerated, mind you. I'm not just sticking it onto a random shelf.
With the sugars.
I'm like, it'll be safe here.
Yep.
I'm giving it a good refrigerated home. I'm just taking the cheaper bacon. Apparently, I am one of the worst people on the planet. I'll be sort of sharing the roller coaster ride down to hell with Vladimir by the sounds of it. Apparently, though, this isn't the worst thing to happen in supermarkets because on that Reddit post, all these other supermarket workers came out with like, that's the least of our worries.
Oh, dear.
Like one person said, I worked in Woolies about 15 years ago, and this one time we found someone had left diarrhea under a shelf.
Oh.
To this day, we still don't know how someone managed to have the ability to position themselves to do that.
Did the army crawl like Rambo underneath the shelf or something?
People find half-drunk iced coffees, like dare iced coffees, in the store. One person said they work at Bunnings and the amount of half-eaten sausage and breads left on shelves.
That's wasteful.
So, look, I admit I'm in the wrong. I didn't know how much of a problem this caused, so I'm going to be better. I would just like to take this time. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Coles and Woolies. I was out of line and I was wrong. I am embarrassed and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness. I mean, I'm just reading out Will Smith's apology to Chris Rock here. I couldn't come up with my own, but I will stop doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No more leaving deli bacon in the other section.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
If you're a peasant like me growing up and had to catch the school bus because your parents didn't want to drive you into school, well, you know, sometimes you've got to grit your teeth and just bear it. But sometimes good things do happen on the school buses. You can catch up with some of your other friends about exactly how everyone's day went on the way home on the bus, hopefully while behaving and everything. But eventually, if you ride the bus for enough years, you may get the same bus driver. And sometimes you develop a nice friendly relationship with that bus driver. Every morning you say hello when you get on the bus. maybe all of a sudden he's asking you about your day and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people develop relationships with their bus driver, like Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Exactly
Speed,
right. A very tight bond between those
pressure
two.
Pressure too.
Yeah, you could say. But it looks like in Sydney's southwest in Campsie, well, maybe a 25-year-old man developed too much of a tight relationship with one of the passengers on the bus, so much so he was like, hang on a sec, you know what? You can give it a try. Have a listen to this.
25-year-old Adam Stevens is accused of allowing a 16-year-old boy drive his bus on multiple occasions with passengers on board. Stevens, who works at the depot in Leichhardt, has been charged with multiple offences, including negligent driving, as well as allowing a person who is unlicensed to get behind the wheel.
What the hell was this guy thinking?
You heard correctly. A 25-year-old man obviously has some sort of buddy relationship with a 16-year-old kid who's just on his learners and said, you know what? I'll tell you what. You're a good guy. You can drive the bus for the next couple of days.
Or was it a case of Adam going like, oh, I think I've had too many drinks. Hey, kid, get up here and take the wheel. I'm in no condition to drive. Is it something like that?
I don't think so. What an absolute mess, a complete lack of judgment. When I first heard this, I was like, was maybe this guy the bus driver?
My name is Atu. I love to get blasted.
That's the only person I could ever think of that had let a 16-year-old drive the bus. But as you heard, it wasn't just like, you can sort of, I'll put my hands behind the back and you can maybe steer. Nothing like that, even though that's horribly dangerous. Actually driving the bus, did he put the hat on him like Indiana Jones passing the hat down? Was it like a ceremony?
Yeah, and is this the only kid he's done this with?
I don't know.
What I mean? Did he have an 8-year-old at the wheel at some point? I don't want to be on a bus where I can hear the driver going, the wheels on the bus go round and round. It's like, whoa, what are you doing driving this thing?
He'd be like, yeah, you're better than the last 16-year-old I taught to drive the bus. So this involved picking up and dropping off passengers.
So this 16-year-old still made the stops?
He still made the stops.
So kids, people are getting on this bus. This just shows you how much we're in our own little worlds in our day-to-day life. People are tapping on with their Opal cards, with their headphones on, not even looking at the spotty-faced teenager behind the wheel of the bus that just picked them up. This is mad.
It is absolutely amazing.
At least he wasn't a pilot, though.
Oh,
you would only be on a plane, and like the pilot opens up the door to the cabin and goes, hey, kids, you want to come up and grab the yoke? We're coming in for landing. This is the fun part. Come on.
Yeah, well, obviously this relationship has been severed now. This 25-year-old's in a hell of a lot of trouble. Police have come out and just absolutely condemn this, as they should. I just imagine when he finally goes to get his piece, what's he going to be like? He's like, oh, here, just take the bus. All of a sudden, the guy's waiting with him as well. But it's his 16th birthday, you know what I mean? Most kids are like excited to get a set of four wheels for their birthday.
Yeah.
This guy gets like more than that.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Drive-in movies. They were something you always used to do back in the 80s. We had indoor cinemas, but the drive-in was good family fun. But as the years went on and you were able to sort of, you know, watch movies in the comfort of your home, you had like video stores, the drive-ins kind of started to decline, like the number of them.
Yeah, I've only been to one once ever and it was in Blacktown. It was probably about 5 years ago, maybe.
Oh, okay.
It was a terrible movie. It was Mark Wahlberg in The Gambler.
Oh, really?
crap, but it was just the novelty of it.
See, I was an 80s kid, and my dad loves movies, and so I have fond memories of going to see movies like Raiders of the Lost Ark, Empire Strikes Back, on the drive-in big screen, sitting in the car with the crappy speaker hooked up to the window of my dad's Kingswood and, you know, breaking a tooth on a rock-hard chop top.
Good times.
Yeah. Sadly, kids don't get to experience that much these days because here in New South Wales, there's like three drive-ins.
Yeah.
One's at Newcastle, one's at Blacktown, West Sydney, and there's one in Dubbo, the Westview. And sadly, this weekend, they are showing their very last movie.
This weekend, it's projecting onto the big screen for the last time.
It's going to be a sad weekend to sort of see the last film up on the big screen.
Yeah, that's the operator of the Westview, Jason Yelverton, saying they are shutting down the projector there at the Westview. What's the last movie they're going to show?
Grease will be the final headliner.
You're really finishing with a bang there, aren't you? Maybe that's why no one's coming to your drive-in. You're showing Grease.
It's like a paradox. You're going to go to the drive-in to watch a movie where one of the pivotal scenes in the movie is they're at a drive-in.
Yeah, that's right. Just like us.
Yeah.
At least it's not Grease 2, I guess. That's the only way it could be worse. A lot of the locals are a bit upset, you know, disappointed. They've got fond memories of going to the Westview drive-in. Some of them, though, are like, maybe it's time.
Not good for the Dubbo community that something's going, but It is old.
It's old. It's got to go. You know, you can't just get rid of things because they're tired and old. If we did that, we wouldn't have Dancing with the Stars anymore.
I know.
You know, we'd have to throw it away.
Imagine this guy with his grandparents. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, it's probably about time.
And he's just tapping his watch going, yeah. It's only a matter of time for you guys. So I would have thought that we would have seen a rise in the popularity of drive-ins again because when COVID first hit, drive-ins started to sort of pick up.
That's right.
And they were actually creating pop-up drive-ins as well because people didn't want to sit next to someone in the cinemas and risk, you know, catching COVID-19.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, you sit down in the cinemas, like, you've always got someone either talking, checking their mobile, the crackling of, like, a plastic, you know, the plastic of a packet of Fantails or whatever. It can be annoying, whereas if you're in the comfort of your own car, you're in that little bubble, you're safe from any virus and...
Yeah.
Rudeness.
That's right. When you're in your car, if there's sticky floors in your own car, it's your own fault. Not someone else's fault.
Exactly. So, yeah, a bit of sad times in Dubbo this weekend when they're closing down the drive-in. And, as Jason points out, you know, there's grandparents that have a lot of good memories.
We have 90-year-olds who come through the gate with a smile on their face like they're a 5-year-old on Christmas morning. But then they've got their kids in the car and often their grandkids and their great-grandkids.
And they're all crammed into the boot because Nan and Pop don't want to pay for them. They're trying to sneak them in.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsie.